Okay, I hope everybody had a wonderful day. Last night we discussed the first Mishnah in Brachos, which deals with the appropriate time to say Kriyat Shema at night, and we discussed the very famous dispute between Rashi, who maintains that we absolutely have to maintain the standard of nightfall, of Tzeis HaKochavim, and therefore he suggests repeating the Shema, albeit with the leniency that all you have to do is recite the first paragraph in the context of Kriyat Shema Lamita. The Balei HaTosfos were very perplexed by that. They felt certainly three paragraphs would be required, and what about the blessings associated with the Kriyat Shema, and what about Smichas Geula Litfila, you know, in addition to that, and what about the fact that the Gemara says that Kriyat Shema was established, Kriyat Shema Lamita, because of concern about safety, because of the demons. So the Balei HaTosfos say that we can rely on an earlier time and say Kriyat Shema, not from Tzeis HaKochavim, but from some point after Shkia. There are many opinions in the Gemara that allow for that. But again, best practices, as I mentioned last night, is certainly to repeat Kriyat Shema in all three paragraphs after Tzeis HaKochavim, which at minimum is 42 minutes following sunset. Now, when's the last time you could say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? So that we really didn't get to nearly as much. But again, that was discussed in the Mishnah. We talked about the position of Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim that really you can say it till Alos HaShachar, which is about 5:56 a.m. this morning. And then the question is, what about the time between Alos HaShachar and Netzachama? Netzachama this morning was 7:17. Netzachama we'll discuss in just a minute in the context of the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, but Netzachama literally means from the language of Heinetsu Harimonim, the pomegranates are blossoming, are ripening. So again, it was 7:17 this morning. What about saying it during that time frame? So according to the Rambam, one can only say it during that time frame if one was anus or chole, if there was some real exigency, not even regular bidyeved, like you forgot, but if a person was quite sick or ill or whatever it was, and they finally feel better at 6:20 a.m. this morning, they could say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Now the irony is, that's already the appropriate time for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, as we'll see. So ironically, you would be able to fulfill your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris and Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Admittedly, Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis very much on a bidyeved level, not so much even bidyeved, but even more exigent than that in a situation, again, the Rambam says, anas or chola. So what about Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? The Pasuk says, again, b'shach b'cha, which is nighttime, ba'erev, when b'zman shem bnei adam shochven, uv kumecha, b'zman shem bnei adam kamin, when people are getting up. So how do we define that? What is yom? What is boker? And these are very important questions. So the Mishnah says, when you're able to distinguish between blue and white. So this would be sometime after Alos HaShachar. Again, Alos HaShachar this morning was 5:55. And Misha Yakir, we'll see what Misha Yakir means in a second, it was about 6:25. So about half an hour after Alos. So what does it mean to distinguish between blue and white? There obviously has to be some light. We're assuming that there's no artificial lighting. So there are two different opinions, which will obviously have a very practical difference. One opinion is between blue and white, like blue on the tzitzis and white on the tzitzis, those who have tcheles on the tzitzis. That's pretty easy. At later time, that would require more natural sunlight would be if you dyed a piece of wool tcheles, if you dyed it blue, but there were still some parts of it that weren't fully dyed. That would require, obviously, much more light to distinguish. So there are two different opinions as to what's meant here. Misha Yakir ben tcheles elavan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben tcheles lakarti, a much later time point, to distinguish basically between blue and aqua, or between blue and a certain kind of a green. Now that's already something. You know, my wife will tell me I can't distinguish between blue and green no matter what time of day it is, okay? So that's already a much later time point during the day. Misha Yakir ben Tcheles Lekarti. Rabbi Lezer says, Ad HaNetzachama. It would appear that he's saying the last time that you could say Kriyat Shema is Netz. So Netz right now is a reasonable time. It's about 7:17 a.m. There are periods during the year when Netz is late 4s, early 5. So that would mean that you'd have to get up that time every single day. Isaac looks very excited by this opinion. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shos. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, really, you could say it until the third hour. Shekein derech melachim la'amod b'shalosh shos. Okay? Because there are still people who get up, people who don't have to go to work, people who can sleep in, the B'nai Malachim, and Jewish people are compared to B'nai Malachim, so they get up already at the end of the third hour of the day. So who do we paskin like, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua? So most Rishonim assume that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that you have until the end of the third halachic hour of the day, which is a quarter of the day, 12 hours in the day, quarter of the day, to recite the Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. The Rambam says that's only bidyeved. Really, the Rambam says to fulfill the mitzvah, everybody has to recite Kriyat Shema before Netzach Hama every single day. This is what we call the minhag of davening vasikin, except for the Rambam. It's more than a minhag. It's actually the standard halacha. The Rambam says in the Mishnah Torah, im avar, if a person violated, so then technically speaking, b'di'evet, you have until 3 hours. So the chatchila, the Rambam says, you have to daven vasikin all year round. So again, that's certainly not the minhag of the majority of Klal Yisrael, but with our new 645 Hashkama minyan, we're getting close, okay? We're certainly getting close to Shitas HaRambam, in that respect. Again, so the Rambam felt that Shitas Rabbi Yeshua was effectively a bidiyevet. Hakore mikan ve'elach, somebody who's going to recite Kriyat Shema after 3 hours a day, lo hifsid ka'adam hakore batorah. So the simple reading is, so it doesn't hurt you to say Shema, you're not getting any credit for saying Shema, but after all, they're just sections of the Torah. There's Dvarim Perek Vav, there's Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, there's Bamidbar Perek Tes Vav, so it's not going to kill you to recite a few extra psukim. Lo hifsid, and even you'd be allowed to say the brachos, because we fundamentally understand that the brachos kriyat shema aren't really brachos hamitzvah. If you're not fulfilling the mitzvah right after, you wouldn't be able to say the brachos hamitzvah. But let's say the brachos shevach v'odah, as the pasuk says, sheva bayom hilal tichal mishpatei tzidkecha, if they're blessings that really have to do with praising God, so then you'd be able to say them all day. That's really the position of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch takes a position that's both machmir and mekel at the same time. So the Shulchan Aruch says, he believes that you get some credit for Shema even 1 hour later. He's willing to go 1 hour later, interestingly. He says, until the end of the fourth hour, which is really the Zman Tefillah. And he says, you could recite the brachos up until the fourth hour. So the Vilna Gaon explains, what's the logic of the Shulchan Aruch? Is that he maintained that the brachos are really a din of Tefillah. And what's the Zman of Tefillah? The Zman of Tefillah is, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, until the end of the fourth hour. So he holds the Shulchan Aruch against the Rambam, says you could say the brachos all day, the Rambam says. They're just, you know, berachos shabach v'hodah. So just like you could say an osem maaseh breishis, you know, if you see a, you know, a body of water or whatever it is at 3 in the afternoon, so why should you be able to say the berachos kriyat shema if you're getting up at 3 in the afternoon because you're 16 years old? Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch maintains that the Birchos Kriyat Shema can only be recited, Dennis, to the end of the fourth hour of the day. He holds there really a din of Tefillah. And Tefillah, you can only do until the fourth hour, because the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim in the Machlokes as to what the Zman Shachris is. Yes, you can daven after that until Chatzos, but remember the Gemara famously says, Schar Tefillah Ika, Schar Tefillah Bizman Aleka. You don't really get the credit for davening in the right time. Just 1 second, Dennis. So the basic model that the Shulchan Aruch developed of Shema was similar. He says, until third hour, you certainly get credit, the regular mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. After the fourth hour, you're just basically reading the Torah. Between the third and the fourth hour, so the Shulchan Aruch's position about Kriyat Shema is parallel to what the Gemara says about Tefillah. He would say, Kriyat Shema Bizman Aleka, but Schar Tefillah Kriyat Shema Ika. That there's some kind of a schar for Kriyat Shema, that's again a category which fundamentally does not exist within Shitas HaRambam. So again, practically speaking, just review, then we'll go over to Dennis. According to the Rambam, everybody has to say Kriyat Shema really just before Netzach Hama, just before the sunrise, so that one can daven with the sunrise. Smichas Geula L'Tfila, again, that would be very early for most of the year, but again, this time of year, the Rambam would have you wait much longer than others, right? Other people would be rushing off to work. The Rambam would say, wait until about 7:05, 7:10 to recite your Kriyat Shema so that you could go straight into your Shemona Esrei. And that's the Rambam's point of view, but again, it's generally accepted that we have until the end of the third hour. The Shulchan Aruch will tell you, get some credit for Kriyat Shema till the end of the fourth hour. So basically the idea is to say Kriyat Shema as early as possible, because as we'll discuss, Kriyat Shema is really Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, recognizing the sovereignty of heaven. So the first thing you want to do in the morning, and the last thing that you want to do at night, is you want to bookend your day by saying that God is the king, God is the master of the entire universe. That's really the idea of the Rambam, who says that Kriyat Shema is one mitzvah, as opposed to Ramban, who says that Kriyat Shema is two different mitzvahs. So it's one mitzvah, it's meant to bookend your day. Like in the military, they have reveille and taps to bookend the day. So what do we Jews do, right? Tzavabi Yisrael, we the army of God. So we have Kriyat Shema Shachris Varvis that is meant to bookend our day with Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Let's turn it over to Dennis.